This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And when you hear about an aging rocker issuing protest songs, what do you think they're protesting? Black Lives Matter movement, protesting police brutality, social justice. Well, there's actually a very famous rocker who has become a knight of the realm. He is Sir George Ivan Morrison, Van Morrison, who has a series of songs protesting not the pandemic, but the lockdowns. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We will also get to the shakeup of the entire political universe by the sad death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday night. The president actually commented about it this morning. He was on TV, and then he was getting onto his helicopter on his way to campaigning. He had two different campaign events in Ohio, which is one of those crucial states which he absolutely must win, and almost certainly will. He won by a fair margin last time. He won by 8 points. In any event, President Trump was asked about the very latest, and particularly about when he would prefer that his nominee, who I guess now he's saying he's going to announce on Saturday, when that nominee should be confirmed by the Senate. Should it be before the election or after the election, before the inauguration of either President Trump for a second term or Joe Biden as a new president? Here's the president on when the confirmation should take place. Listen.
Well, I'd much rather have a vote before the election, because there's a lot of work to be done, and I'd much rather have it. We have plenty of time to do it. I mean, there's really a lot of time. So let's say I make the announcement on Saturday. There's a great deal of time before the election. That'll be up to Mitch in the Senate. But I'd certainly much rather have the vote. I think it sends a good signal. And it's solidarity and lots of other things. And I'm just doing my constitutional obligation. I have an obligation to do this. So I would rather see it before the election.
Okay. And that's very clear. I think anybody who actually wants to see a positive outcome in terms of actually getting a justice confirmed for the Supreme Court knows that it will be easier to do it before the election than afterward. It will be much easier. Unless there is a very clear Trump landslide, which I don't think anyone is really anticipating. So doing this before November 3rd is not only possible, but it's desirable. He had some other questions that he was fielding as he was getting onto his helicopter. Listen.
I would think that would be very bad for them. I think their voters, the people that voted them, put them there because of a certain ideology or a certain feel, and they don't want to have somebody do that. I think it's very bad if they do that.
What would be your concern if it happened after the election, sir?
The last words, supposedly the last wishes of Justice Ginsburg, were made up. It supposedly came from her granddaughter.
Yeah, it just sounds to me like it would be somebody else. I don't believe. It could be. It could be, and it might not be, too.
Sir, what would be your...
It was just too convenient.
What would be your concern if the vote happened after Election Day?
No concern. I just think it would be better. They asked, would I rather have it? I'd rather have it before the election. I think it would be better for our country. And we will pick somebody that's outstanding, very qualified. They're all qualified, but somebody that is outstanding, and I'd rather see it all take place before the election, so before November 3rd.
Are you concerned if you lost the election, it would be harder to get the person confirmed?
No, I don't think so. No, I think we're going to win. If you look at the polls, the real polls, we're doing very well. We're going to Ohio tonight. We're packed. We're packed everywhere, so people, we've never had spirit like we have now. Even 4 years ago, the spirit now is greater even than it was 4 years ago.
Okay, the president was asked what about some of the Republican senators who are reluctant, at least they've expressed reluctance to go forward with this vote. And in particular, two of them have spoken out that way. Susan Collins in Maine, who actually is running behind her challenger, her Democratic challenger. She's going for her fifth term, and she's running against a woman named Sarah Gideon, who has run a good campaign and is running ahead. And I think it's significant that both Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski have not said they're going to vote down a nominee that Trump puts forward. They're saying they don't want to proceed to this now before the election. And I think for Susan Collins, it's precisely because if she has to vote before the election, it's a very uncomfortable vote for her. There's some word that Mitch McConnell has even communicated with her and said, okay, if you feel you have to vote against our nominee or you have to vote against a process, we understand you're engaged in a battle that you might lose. And Republicans need every single Senate seat basically to maintain their Senate majority, which is important to obviously those senators and to people like Mitch McConnell, who doesn't want at age 78 to go into the minority. But the real desirable move for Susan Collins, if they do proceed to a vote, would be just not to vote or to abstain. And that way, it does not take away. In other words, you preserve that Republican majority. And I do not see that there is any real potential for other Republicans other than Murkowski or Collins to actually vote no. And I'm not at all sure that either Murkowski or Collins will vote no. Murkowski did vote against Brett Kavanaugh, so she might. But that would still give a three-vote edge to Mitch McConnell and the Republicans, because any tie is broken by Mike Pence. And I think it's safe to assume that Mike Pence will actually vote with the Republican nominee, whoever that happens to be. There's all kinds of indication that the debate right now about confirmation and installation of a new Supreme Court justice is energizing both sides. And I do think that what Trump wasn't saying there, but I think is very obvious, is that if he has a successful nominee, and particularly somebody who generates a lot of sympathy and support and respect, and like a judge, Amy Coney Barrett, she has such a great story. She is refreshing. She's young. She's 49, which is young for a Supreme Court appointee. And there would be a tremendous sense of momentum that would help Trump in the election. I don't think there's any doubt of it. But the Democrats are convinced that even if Trump succeeds and gets his candidate confirmed, this is still a winning issue for them. We will, when we come back, play what Joe Biden said in a speech yesterday. There's one thing that Biden apparently is trying to do, and I think it's smart, and it probably helps him, which is to focus as much as possible not on the abortion issue or on gun rights issues or on any issues of presidential power or the status of deporting immigrants or any of that, a lot of which will be decided by the Supreme Court at one level or another, but focusing most of all on the health care issue. Because if the Supreme Court is unable or unwilling to overturn a decision by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, all of Obamacare goes away. And that is something that Democrats care about a great deal. So much so that the Democratic National Committee and associated funds They raised $50 million right after Ginsburg's death. We'll be right back with what Joe Biden said coming up. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An email came in from Jake in Seattle, and Jake says, the American people aren't dumb, Mike. Not one Republican was making this argument you're making now about the Senate and the executive being of the same party in 2016. It's no coincidence that it's the case that a nominee has been confirmed in that scenario. The argument that was made in 2016 centered around it being an election year and essentially putting the Supreme Court vacancy on the ballot as well. So again, nice try, but just like the Republicans in Congress, you have no principles. Okay, I don't think there is an important principle to the scheduling of a confirmation vote. I honestly don't. As I mentioned here, I can feel some sympathy for Merrick Garland or for the Democrats who supported him. I have heard, I've never met Judge Garland, but I've heard from everybody, including some very, very conservative people, people active in the Federalist Society, that Judge Garland is a good guy. He's a patriot. He is a serious judge. He is widely respected, almost universally respected, just like Judge Barrett is, who is likely or one of the likely appointees. And look, Merrick Garland had this horrible situation where he was trying to meet with senators. There are senators who wouldn't even meet with him because Mitch McConnell was determined to basically roll the dice and wait until the election and then see how the American people voted. As it happened, the American people voted by keeping Republican control of the Senate and by giving Donald Trump the White House. They voted for basically Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh for the justices that Donald Trump appointed. And that for a lot of people, I know people who the main reason they voted for Trump were these Supreme Court appointments. And the idea that there is hypocrisy here, there's hypocrisy on both sides. We'll play you some of what the Democrats said about how you must proceed to a confirmation and voting for confirmation. And you must proceed to the hearings and the entire process of confirmation in an election year. They said that for Merrick Garland when it was to their advantage. Republicans said no. And right now, Republicans are saying, no, we are going to proceed because we do control the Senate and the schedule, and we can. And we will probably get our nominee confirmed. And the Democrats are saying no, but the Democrats aren't standing on principle because they took the opposite principle last time. Here's what Joe Biden said in a speech on Sunday, imploring the Senate Republicans not to confirm a new justice. Here is Vice President Biden.
There's only one rule I ever followed on the Judiciary Committee. That was the Constitution's clear rule of advice and consent. Article 2 of the Constitution clearly states, whenever there is a vacancy in one of the courts created by the Constitution itself, the Supreme Court of the United States, the President shall, not may, the President shall appoint someone to fill the vacancy with the advice and consent of the United States Senate. And advice and consent includes consulting and voting.
Okay, Joe Biden isn't that confused. This is actually a flashback clip that from 2016 where Joe Biden was speaking, sounding very much the same way he does right now, speaking very directly about why he felt Mitch McConnell should speed up the schedule, should hold hearings, and they should go ahead and vote on confirming Merrick Garland. But yesterday, in clip 05, he took a very different tone when he was imploring the Senate not to confirm or move forward at all on any nomination by President Trump. Listen.
They made this their standard and it served their interest. They cannot, just 4 years later, change course when it doesn't serve their ends. Look, I'm not being naive. I'm not speaking to President Trump, who'll do whatever he wants. I'm not speaking to Mitch McConnell, who'll do what he wants and he does. I'm speaking to those Republicans out there, Senate Republicans, who know deep down what is right for the country and consistent with the Constitution. as I stay here in the stand here in the Constitution Center, not just what's best for the party.
Okay, what? And by the way, I'll take calls on this if somebody wants to call. What's inconsistent with the Constitution about moving forward and going ahead and voting on confirmation? The Democrats didn't think there was anything in violation of the Constitution about doing that with Obama and Merrick Garland. In fact, this is a flashback from 4 years ago. That same speech in 2016, Biden talks about making sure that any nominated justice gets a vote by the Senate. Listen.
It's absolutely clear that I would go forward with the confirmation process as chairman, even a few months before presidential election, if the nominee were chosen with the advice and not merely the consent of the Senate, just as the Constitution requires.
Okay, and again, all earnest and sure, fine, but there's a point that's made here by David Rifkin and Andrew Grossman, and they make this point. The week after Jimmy Carter lost his 1980 reelection bid, and that was a colossal landslide. I mean, Reagan carried more than 40 states. Carter announced the judicial nomination of a close ally of Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Ted Kennedy. The nomination sailed through the Senate, which confirmed the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals judge by a vote of 80-10, less than a month later, and 6 weeks before Inauguration Day. So this is even after Carter had lost the election. Who was that judge? That nominee was Stephen Breyer, who's sitting on the Supreme Court now. They say that Justice Breyer's second nomination in 1994 got more attention, of course, because he was nominated to the Supreme Court then. But his first in 1980 neatly illustrates a constitutional principle. The president's authority to make judicial nominations and the Senate's power to weigh them is unaffected by the electoral calendar. And again, I don't think that it's going to work to try to make Merrick Garland a big issue with the American public. Do most people really deeply care about inconsistency on both sides? We will get to that. We'll also get to Van Morrison with eloquent, heartfelt protest songs coming up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court building on Wednesday and Thursday, the court announced Monday. Democrats are accusing Republicans of hypocrisy regarding naming a Supreme Court nominee right before the election, to which President Trump tells Fox and Friends,
"When you have the Senate, when you have the votes, you can sort of do what you want as long as you have it. So now we have the presidency, and we have the Senate, and we have every right to do it, and we have plenty of time."
And opening up the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a vote will take place on the Senate floor.
President Trump's nominee for this vacancy will receive a vote on the floor of the Senate.
And a rough way to start your week on Wall Street as the Dow was down at times over 800 points on Monday. It closed down just over 500. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Van Morrison, otherwise known as Sir George Ivan Morrison, Van the Man, the Belfast Lion. He's 75. He obviously is a very talented, very durable performer. And Rolling Stone reports that Van Morrison accuses the British government of taking our freedom. In three songs, bashing the worldwide COVID-19 lockdown. In No More Lockdown, the most on-the-nose of the three tracks, Morrison plainly lays out his thoughts. Quote, no more lockdown, no more government overreach, no more fascist bullies disturbing our peace, no more taking of our freedom and our God-given rights, pretending it's for our safety when it's really to enslave. You see, I wish I had a better understanding of why people like Van Morrison, who is sincere about this, it would appear, why he really thinks that the British government, which is, frankly, they're incompetent like every other government, but they're benign. Why does the British government want to enslave you, and how do they enslave you effectively and make any money out of it by shutting things down? Northern Ireland's health minister, whose name is Robin Swan, has referred to the new trio of Morrison songs as dangerous, telling the BBC, I don't know where he gets his facts. I know where the emotions are on this, but I will say that sort of messaging is dangerous. Born to be free is coming, is already out. As I Walked Out will drop coming up. And then on October 9th, and No More Lockdown will come out Friday, October 23rd. He will the London Palladium this fall. He says, I'm not telling people what to think. The government is doing a great job of that already. It's about freedom of choice. I believe people should have the right to think for themselves. Is that going to be an ongoing issue in the American debate about the pandemic? Well, we shall see. Locally here in the state of Washington, where I live, we've had good news because apparently the rate of infection and the seriousness of infection has been declining, but there are other parts of the country where it's not such good news. And one of the things that is the only real negative I see in the situation regarding the Supreme Court, and of course it's a real negative that a gallant fighter for her life and for her role and for her contribution to the world, like Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, has died. By the way, there's a very touching tribute to her written by Ken Starr, who was a judicial colleague of hers on the First District Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C., talking about what a wonderful person she was. And she was, of course, a very good friend of Justice Antonin Scalia. And we need more of that little bit of collegiality. But the collegiality isn't helped by statements like this by a former attorney general. This is clip 09. And this is former Attorney General Eric Holder. Remember him? He was Attorney General under Obama, claiming that basically there's something illegitimate of Trump proceeding with a nomination for a vacant seat on the Supreme Court. This is Attorney General Holder on MSNBC with Al Sharpton. Listen.
We're talking about generations could be impacted by this.
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, you would put in place, if this is allowed to happen, a 6-3 court. And with all the issues that you have talked about, you would have a conservative majority on the court, illegitimate conservative majority on the court, ruling on these matters that will affect the nation, for generations to come. And one of the realities is if Merrick Garland had been confirmed, as he should have been, there would have been a progressive majority on the court for the past 3 years. And think about what that meant. So I think that if in fact they are successful in placing a justice on the court, I think that what Democrats have to do, assuming that Biden is president and there is a Senate majority in for the Democrats, we need to think about court reform. And at a minimum, as part of that reform package, I think additional justices need to be placed on the Supreme Court.
What an outrageous idea. The greatest defeat for Franklin Roosevelt occurred right after his triumphant landslide victory in 1936. He was having trouble with the Supreme Court. They were ruling some of his New Deal programs unconstitutional, including the National Recovery Act, the NRA. And so Roosevelt did what it was called court packing. He wanted to increase the number of Supreme Court justices from 9 to 15, so he could have a whole bunch of appointments. And he had such heavy domination of both houses of Congress, was assumed he could get it. Well, he didn't, because people had a conscience. You don't restructure the court in order to seek power. And this is a Democratic problem going back all the way to Roosevelt. It's why, when I was telling you a little bit of the history, the fact that Democrats go so crazy. Look what they put Clarence Thomas through. Look what they put Brett Kavanaugh through. There has never, ever been anything like that with a Democratic nominee. It just hasn't happened. Where they bring up high school behavior to try to discredit a guy. It just isn't, and it's not because the Democratic nominees are cleaner or better. It's because for the Democrats, the Supreme Court is everything. They want more things decided in the Supreme Court than are decided regularly by voters or by the legislative branch. Mazie Hirono is also on board with adding justices to the Supreme Court. This is clip 10. She is talking on CNN with Anderson Cooper.
If Vice President Biden is elected president and the Senate goes to Democrats, are you in favor of trying to expand the numbers of justices on the Supreme Court? Because it's actually not in the Constitution, the number.
So we can change that number. As I say, all of those matters will be on the table when the Democrats take back the Senate. None of those matters will be on the table if we do not take back the Senate.
Okay, do people really want those matters to be on the table, restructuring the Supreme Court from the way it's been for 200 years, really? I mean, this is utterly absurd. And the idea that they believe that this is going to help them win in the Senate, I don't think it will help them win in the Senate. And I think, frankly, for Cory Gardner, for people like that, he has already indicated that he is going to go with the majority, I believe. I don't know if it's been a public indication yet, but it's being reported that Cory Gardner is going to join other Republican moderates in, yes, going forward for the confirmation. And the idea that there are Colorado voters who would prefer to have this kind of radical reform, getting rid of the filibuster. And what getting rid of the filibuster means that anything can be done in the Senate with 51 votes. Now, all of this started, again, the whole idea of the Senate of the United States, it is supposed to be more deliberative. More difficult. You need to reach out more for consensus. There must be some decent Democrat somewhere, maybe even Joe Biden, who would speak out against the folly, the sheer folly of adding new justices to the Supreme Court. What a way to undermine faith in our governing institutions. We'll be right back with a new movie that tries to popularize critical race theory. Coming up.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans different nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
On the Michael Medved show, we just played, and to me, it's actually very sad. Eric Holder, former Attorney General of the United States, Democrat, talking about how when the Democrats come in and they're very confident they're going to win this election, that they ought to add members to the Supreme Court, pack the court, in other words, so they can get a bunch of new appointments. Roosevelt tried it. It was the biggest mistake of his presidency. There are whole books written about how such a skilled politician could lose so badly on that issue. Well, we're seeing it reenacted right before our eyes. Mazie Hirono saying increasing the number of justices. I mean, the idea that this needs to be done, actually, listen for a moment to an interview from July of last year. It's July 2019. And it's from another Democrat who ought to be taken very seriously. This is clip 11, Jeremy. And a Democrat with a much better perspective on the notion of packing the court. Listen.
There is no fixed number in the Constitution. So this court has had as few as 5, as many as 10. 9 seems to be a good number, and it's been that way for a long time. I have heard that there are some people on the Democratic side who would like to increase the number of judges. I think that was a bad idea when President Franklin Delano Roosevelt tried to pack the court. His plan was for every justice who stays on the court past the age of 70. The president would have authority to nominate another justice. If that plan had been effective, the court's number would have swelled immediately from 9 to 15, and the president would have 6 appointments to make. He mentioned before the court appearing partisan. Well, if anything would make the court appear partisan, it would be that. One side saying, when we're in power, we're going to enlarge the number of judges, so we will have more people who will vote the way we want them to. So I am not at all in favor of that solution to what I see as a temporary situation.
Okay, you know who that is. That's Justice Ginsburg. And that's Justice Ginsburg, what, 14 months ago? It's, again, they're now talking about, oh, honor her dying wish. Well, hey, Democrats, how about you honor her wish very clearly and thoughtfully articulated there about what a nonsensical notion it is to try to add justices to the court. And by the way, the reason the... And this is one thing that I think is important if you have any kind of historical perspective at all, which is that there has been an operating conservative majority for most of the time since the 1980s. Because if you look at all the presidents since Reagan, it's turned out that Republicans have appointed 9 justices to the Supreme Court, and during that whole period of time, the 2 Democratic presidents have appointed 4. So that's 9-4. And if you can point to the Supreme Court, if you are a conservative, and talk about outrageous things the court has done. But from a liberal perspective, what they're concerned about, Citizens United is a big deal for them. But it's been a conservative court for a long time, and it has not malfunctioned in some kind of grotesque manner. And it hasn't taken the rights away and destroyed people's lives, as they're trying to suggest now as part of this campaign hysteria. One thing I wanted to mention to you is take advantage of finding out information, particularly on a day like today where, well, stock market was down. And it was at one point down 800, it's down about 500. There's a different kind of investment that you might want to consider. And it's an investment in high-tech, young companies that are very, very possibly going to do extraordinarily well. Our Crowd is an Israeli-American company that has sold some of its previous companies to Nike, Microsoft, Oracle, and Intel. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. It is totally free. You can just sign up to get some information about a truly wonderful opportunity at a truly, truly turbulent, but at the same time promising moment. And speaking about promising moments, Janelle Monáe is a very talented actress, musician, singer. She's very radiant on screen. She plays a double role in a new movie, and it is the first movie, I believe, ever released as a feature film, and it's kind of a horror fantasy film in some ways. It's based, I think a lot of people say, inspired by Get Out. But the movie is called Antebellum, and starring Janelle Monáe, and it could be one of the first movies ever to specifically reference and advocate for critical race theory. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Janelle Monáe of Hidden Figures plays a tortured, horribly abused slave girl in a singularly cruel Civil War plantation in Antebellum, available now for rent on multiple streaming platforms.
You're from Virginia, right? I can tell. You're special. We are the future.
Well, the movie ultimately moves to the future, where Janelle Monáe now plays a best-selling author and media star and an advocate of critical race theory, leading a glamorous life with her handsome husband and adorable daughter. What's the connection with the slave girl in the first part of the movie? The answer would give away one of the film's only surprises, where thin characterizations and over-the-top violence and torture undermine the clever concept of the script. It's reminiscent of Get Out and M. Night Shyamalan's The Village, both of which are much better films. 2 stars for the mediocre horror thriller Antebellum.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And be prepared. Scenes of torture, rape, brutality of every kind abound in Antebellum. But again, that's what you'd expect because, frankly, the torture, rape, and brutality was a part of the institution of slavery. And the film, it's one of those things where the big reveal, where you kind of understand what the connection is between the 2 different characters you've met, it's a kind of thing that will produce groans rather than gasps. Speaking of gasps, a lot of people have been looking forward to the memoir by General H.R. McMaster. Remember General McMaster, he was the second of the four national security advisors for President Trump, right after he came in right before John Bolton. And McMaster has now written a book. But you know what? It's not a tell-all about the Trump administration. It's a much deeper and more serious book that critiques U.S. foreign policy since the end of the Cold War, and a very substantive book. So we will be speaking to General H.R. McMaster tomorrow. And we'll also be talking to about a big new Pew study that shows that the support for Black Lives Matter, it's still a majority of Americans say they support the Black Lives Matter movement. It's such a cleverly named movement that how could you not say that Black Lives Matter? Of course they do. But the decline in support for Black Lives Matter has been dramatic. And tomorrow we may get a closer indication of where President Trump is going with his judicial appointment that he has the right under the Constitution to make. And we will also get a closer indication because of a big meeting between Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney of where Mitt Romney is on this nomination. I can't imagine that he will be opposed to it, but you never know. We will find out tomorrow, and we will give you all of the latest and the greatest relative to this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Become a MedHead and receive 50% off History Store downloads for all annual members. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
This is Michael.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the SoftSpeaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.